Hello, Olentangy. This is Krista Davis, Olentangy's Chief Communications Officer. And on our first podcast episode of the 2024-25 school year, we will be discussing work-based learning and career pathway opportunities through the Olentangy Bridge Ed program. Molly Preston, our Assistant Director of Strategic Partnerships, is joined by Olentangy STEM teacher, Brooke Kelly, and a few students that have taken advantage of these opportunities.
Hello, Olentangy. I'm Molly Preston. I'm the Assistant Director of Strategic Partnerships for Olentangy Schools. I oversee the Bridge Ed program, which connects community partners and industries with our students and our staff to provide access, awareness, and understanding for career paths.
My name is Brooke Kelly. I am a science teacher at Olentangy Academy STEM. We started STEM about 10 years ago. This is our 10th year, and I started teaching there 9 years ago. I teach biology, and I teach in the biotechnology pathway. We started the biomedical pathway for our juniors and seniors 8 years ago, and this year we're transitioning to biotechnology.
My name is Addison. I'm a senior at Olentangy Berlin High School, and I am also a senior in the Olentangy STEM biotechnology pathway. At school, I am involved in Interact Service Club and National Honor Society.
Hello, Olentangy. My name is Grace. I'm a senior at Olentangy High School. I'm also a senior at the Olentangy STEM Academy on the biotech pathway. I'm really involved in the marching band's color guard, the winter guard program, and I also play trumpet for our show choir's band, Combo Number 5.
So when I mentioned earlier that I oversee the Bridge Ed program, a lot of people ask, well, what is Bridge Ed? So that is a program that I support here at Olentangy, where I build relationships with community partners that we can develop and provide opportunities for students to really engage and, you know, create, you know, explore their curiosity for different career paths. And it's really exciting to highlight one of the partnerships that we have with OSU Wexner Medical Center. And over the past year, I have learned so much about the healthcare industry. It's not just a doctor or a nurse. That's actually the least amount by percentage of job opportunities that are available. When you look into a hospital room, every single piece of equipment represents a different person and a different degree and a different certification. So that's been really exciting to explore and learn about. And I will talk to Brooke here about one of the most recent opportunities that we connected with last year with Wexner Allied Health, where the biotech students at the STEM Academy had the opportunity to really do a deep dive into several aspects of health. So Brooke, from your perspective, if you can just give a highlight of what did that look like? With the students, I know you went through several different fields and had, you know, immersive experience. What did that look like? And from an educator perspective, what benefits did you see for that for the students? And you as an educator, actually.
So in the biotechnology pathway, we cover mostly biomedical concepts. And students who pick that pathway typically think they want to be potentially a nurse or a doctor. But there's literally hundreds of careers out there that you could use to be in the healthcare field or the biomedical field or research. You could apply things to agriculture or industry. So our goal is to expose our students to just more of the depth of the careers that are out there. So with the allied health professionals, we were able to shadow three different areas. One was respiratory therapy. Another one was diagnostic imaging, so x-rays, CT scans, ultrasounds. And the third was clinical laboratories, where we got to tour a cancer lab at the James. We also got to look at blood banks and how they do all sorts of research for the patients that are currently there in the hospital. So for me as the educator, it was really interesting to be able to step into the shoes of all of those individuals. And they were really able to educate us on, there were certain careers that you could do with just an associate's degree all the way up to a doctorate with a fellowship. And you could really start at the ground level and work your way up through those. So that was really interesting and eye-opening for our students to see, as well as myself.
And Addison and Grace, I see you over there bobbing your heads, shaking it yes, 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 yeah, based on the experience. So Addison, what was your biggest takeaway from the event?
From the event, it was really great being able to be exposed to a lot of different careers, because I've seen with myself that for a very long time I was kind of fixated on the doctor part of it, and I never really took the chance until, you know, last year with Allied Health and this year with mentorship to really explore other careers besides the physician side of it. And that's just been really wonderful for me to be able to see other careers that are out there and how important of a role they play in the hospital environment.
And Addison and I were able to put on bunny suits and get into a surgery. We actually got to view a surgery from behind a glass wall, but they were using CT scans while they were actually doing surgery on somebody's carotid artery. So that was really cool to see all the people that were involved in that.
And Grace, what was your biggest takeaway from the Allied Health, from the three different experiences and that you were able to participate in?
Yeah, so I think my biggest takeaway was like really visualizing kind of the environment that I want to work in. I really like getting to be able to talk to all the different professionals. It also kind of just helped like me decide, like, I'm pretty set on becoming a DO or a doctor of osteopathic medicine, which is a kind of physician. So I'm pretty set on that, but it also is kind of eye-opening to see like what typical work looks like in those specific fields. So like one thing that I found super interesting was MRI imaging. So like if that kind of provides some insight that maybe I'm interested in neuro, but also it kind of opens my eyes to, and also other students, for if you want to get a certain job while you're in medical school even. So like some of these jobs you could do on your way to becoming something else. Or in the meantime, if you're, you know, want to save up some money for medical school and you want to become an MRI tech for 2 years, like that's, I didn't really know that or think about like considering those alternatives, but like it's totally possible and it seems like a really cool option.
So a lot of new information.
Yes.
It was also, I think it's good for students who want to be nurses or doctors to know, you know, the background of the diagnostic images and how they are taken and how those things are run in those departments, as well as how to interpret the, you know, the blood chemistry and what we're looking at in those clinical laboratory settings. So I think that is super valuable as well.
So, you know, looking at work-based learning and, you know, the emerging job market and the job force, medical, nursing, doctors, it's always number one. And it's always a great connection to take a look at what Olentangy students are interested in. Medical is always at the top of that list for sure. And then in Ohio, it's the number one growing industry in the state. And then if you look at it across the country, so the opportunities are massive, right? So if you are looking for that sort of job and going forward to it, it's a great experience. But the work-based learning part of it, and Addison and Grace, you both mentioned internships. So if you want to talk a little bit about the internship process, I know it's newer, you're a couple weeks in, but talk about what's happening in your internship and what kind of experience you're hoping to gain from that.
Yeah, so towards the end of your junior year at STEM, whether you're in engineering or biotech, you start our process with our mentorship coordinator to find a placement for the following school year. So this year, I'm very fortunate to be at Ohio State Wexner Medical Center with the neurology department, and I'm getting to shadow and see a lot of different roles in that department. I've gotten to see administrative roles, management roles. I'm getting to see nurse roles, lab technician roles. Like it's wonderful getting to see all these different careers. And I know a lot of people are with one person their whole time. For me, what I think is really cool about my mentorship experience is that I'm getting to see, I'm like with a new person every single day that I'm there. And so through this, we do a 10-week mentorship twice a year. So like our first one is started at the end of September and will go to the beginning of December. And our second one will start at the end of February and go till April. And we get at least 40 hours of shadowing in each 10 weeks. So for the year, it'll be about 80 hours or more. And it's been a great experience so far.
Yeah, I really liked it. I kind of had a different start to mine. It's very helpful to me with Ms. Wade, who is our mentorship coordinator at STEM, since she's done this for many years and has a lot of connections. However, I just reached out to some people in my network and got a connection there. So I'd advise to any listener, just network, really important. If Ms. Wade will tell you anything, it's networking is really important. And the impression you make on people when you're there doing your best, also very important, because that in and of itself is kind of networking. You're networking yourself to other professionals. But more on my mentorship, I'm at Orthopedic One, and I am currently shadowing a PA, which was an interesting choice for me to do because I'm pretty set on becoming a physician, not a physician's assistant. However, I think it's important to know what being a physician's assistant looks like and why I want to be a physician versus a physician's assistant. Like, and they will ask you that question a lot of times in medical school interviews, like what makes a physician different for you than these other jobs. So I'm like, well, I really can't rule it out unless I've actually experienced it and seen it. And I also was just like, maybe I do want to do it. So I wanted to just see what that was like. I've been very fortunate to also be working with a physician that works with the physician assistant. I've grown a lot, and I really am enjoying my time in the program. And I like talking to other students. I like talking to Addison and hearing about her neuro stuff because I really like neuro and I think it's interesting. And there's also a lot of other unique partnerships that people in my class are doing, and I just like hearing about it too. So
our students, Grace and Addison, were part of the first group that we did with Allied Health through OSU Wexner Medical Center and last year. So it was our pilot program. We ended up taking two groups. They could do 12 students at a time. So we ended up doing 3 days of the immersive experience with their group and then 3 days with another group. This year coming up, we have a little bit of a larger student group. We have 29 students enrolled. So we have added a fourth rotation, surgical technology, and we're really excited about that. But I just wanted to get an opinion from Grace or Addison, like what was your biggest takeaway from our allied health experiences?
So my biggest takeaway, I think, is that I do want to work in the hospital environment. I know a lot of my classmates came away from that experience knowing either, hey, I really didn't like this, I really don't like this environment, or yeah, this is 100% what I want to do in the environment that I want to work in. I really feel like it is an environment that I do want to work in, and that was just a great takeaway for me because that, you know, assured me even more that I'm on the right path. So
I love that too, Addison, because it's equally as important during these experiences, whether it's job shadowing or internships, to find out what you don't want to do. And that's, to me, a successful job shadow or a successful internship if you do walk away and say, yep, that's not for me. So it saves you, you know, how much tuition if you think that's what you want to do. And nothing really beats seeing that in person, right?
I thought it was important to see a diverse group of professionals working because there were some that were working pretty much one, like solo in a clinical laboratory setting versus there were people working in giant teams doing like MRI and CT. And then there were individuals that were working all over the hospital, like a respiratory therapist. So some students walked away saying no to this one, yes to this one, maybe to this middle one, you know. So I thought that was really important.
That work environment thing you were talking about was definitely something I thought about a lot. I've always kind of been on the fence of like maybe I'll do a PhD round, go research, but I really don't see myself working solo. So like when we went to the toxicology lab and the blood like labs and all that stuff, I really liked it. It was interesting to me, but I prefer to work in a team environment more so. So I really liked what the MRI techs had and the all the imaging staff. Like, they were very collaborative, and I really liked that. I also like the respiratory therapists, how they go throughout the hospital as well. And they work with a very diverse group of staff members. So they're with a nurse, a physician, a pharmacist. Like, they're with a very diverse group of staff when they go to an event versus, like, MRI. It's all MRI staff typically. So it was very interesting to see what I would prefer. And I also learned that I probably am going to prefer pediatrics.
And I think that just bringing this back to the overall BridgeEd program, we're really grateful for the partnership with OSU Wexner Medical, being able to highlight the Allied Health Week. But we really do, when connecting with our partners, look for that diverse portfolio. We look for, medical, we look for trades, we've got, manufacturing, engineering. We want to always go back to the mission of Olentangy to support all students. So connecting with partners that have these opportunities for students, either directly after graduation, certifications, two-year degrees, four-year degrees, are really what we're passionate about connecting with. Throughout the year, we have things coming up, such as Allied Health Week. We've got construction days. We had students go to Honda for Manufacturing Day, Worthington Steel for Manufacturing Day. So we really are working to create a diverse portfolio of partners supporting all students. And we're just excited to have been able to highlight Allied Health for so many reasons. And you all were amazing in talking about that. In addition to OSU Wexner Medical Center, we are going to be hosting 11 other of our community partners on Wednesday, October 16th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at Olentangy High School. We're going to have a 30-minute presentation from educational experts in the field talking about what's happening in Ohio, Central Ohio, wrapping it up to specifically what we're doing at Olentangy to support work-based learning in all fields. And then from 7:30 to 8:30, our partners are going to have showcases, immersive experiences. I've been hearing there's robots coming and medical equipment. So for parents, it's a great opportunity to connect with our partners to learn about the different ways and the different pathways to get there, because there no longer is just one path. Students, counselors, teachers, it's an invitation for all. It's going to be a great event, so we hope to see you there.
Thank you, Molly and Brooke, for sharing the impact of these learning experiences and for including your students' perspective as well. Be sure to attend the Wednesday, October 16th, Bridging the Future event at Olentangy High School, or visit the BridgeEd page of our district website for updates and news on future opportunities and experiences. So until we say hello again, goodbye, Olentangy.